If you haven't yet heard of the four Tool Brothers, you probably will soon. They are artists and brothers who have been building a body of work that is becoming increasingly recognizable in and out of the art world. And it's becoming increasingly recognizable here in Phoenix, as the brothers, Gabriel and Isaac, have intentionally worked to support and grow the art community here. While they have a following around the world, the four Tool Brothers designed the art for the inaugural Lost Lake Music Festival that took place here last year. They're working with local museums here and local businesses. Right now, they're painting a giant mural on the wall of Garfield Elementary School in downtown Phoenix, where they live. I sat down with them recently to talk more about their work, their love of the desert, and after years of working in the art world, how they became the four Tool Brothers.
So my brother and I have been working together professionally in the art world for over 16 years. But 5 years ago, we decided we wanted to work together as the four Tool Brothers. And part of that process or that decision was coming up with the style of work that we have right now and developing a style that has less lines but is more impactful. So less is more.
I think the art grew as people do, as we grew from young adolescents into men and now into growing into more mature adults. You know, our voice and our ideas became more clear and more simple and more succinct, and the art naturally took that same path.
So what are you trying to communicate with this style that you've adopted?
We're really wanting to present what is important and significant in life for everyone. You know, I feel that we can break many barriers and take down many walls that man has created by just remembering that we all need to eat, we all need clean water, we all need clean air, we have to maintain this beautiful earth that we live on, we have to take care of it, and it will in turn take care of us. And that's what we try and do, represent universal messages and imagery that can be recognized from Arizona to Tokyo to Colombia or to anywhere in this earth. I think that's very important for us, is to really represent everyone and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I'm interested in the transition to Arizona and how you said it sort of was random the way you ended up here. But I'm interested in how that connection grew. And then does that come out, you think, in your work?
Well, I think that growing up on the East Coast, close to New York, we were exposed to a very modern place, very fast-paced city and civilization. And it took just going somewhere. It wasn't specifically Arizona. We just needed to change our vibration and explore and see more of the world, to look within ourselves and find ourselves. And Phoenix happened to be that place. And once we were here, something called us here. And there's an energy here that opened up our minds, our third eye. And once we got here, it just, something clicked and it just took off. And I think our vibrations came together and our energies went to a new place.
It's also been an opportunity to be a part of a very young city, a city that is going through transition, and it has really given us the chance to mold the direction of the arts community, of the cultural community, of the grassroots humanitarian sort of communities, and just be a part of it. So that's something that's very unique. You don't always have that chance, you know, to get involved at kind of the ground floor of something that is blooming, that is peaking.
It sounds like you guys want to not only help shape that, but be a voice for what Phoenix becomes.
Absolutely. I think part of being an artist is you have a responsibility to have a voice and have a positive voice that will influence not only people now, but in the future. So we definitely take that seriously and always think about all of those things.
This isn't surprising since you're an artist, but it sounds like the way that you approach this is almost spiritual.
Absolutely. I think not only in the arts, but in everything that people and humans do should be done with a purpose and with spiritual conscience. And that is something, the way that we were raised with our family, and something that we as artists and people continue to search for and to grow as men and as people.
So you've been really visible in the community here lately. You're participating in local events. You were the artist at the Lost Lake Festival. You worked with the Phoenix Art Museum. You're working with some local businesses. So it sounds like this is all very intentional then, what you're doing here.
Everything really for us has always been connected. One thing has always led to another, whether it's an opportunity to represent Phoenix at the inaugural music festival, Lost Lake, or raising money for a local charity via that festival, or, you know, working with local business owners that started, you know, in the same place that we did, which would be just downtown Phoenix. I mean, it's all connected. It's all related, whether working with the Phoenix Art Museum or with the Heard Museum, which we're going to be doing a lecture at in June. We definitely believe that as much as you receive, you have to give back even more.
So as artists, the goal is always obviously to create, like you said. But I also think there's another side to it. There's business side to it, right? We all have to eat. We all have to survive and make money. Do you feel that tension?
We would always create art or work as artists, whether we were making the money or not. And I can say that because we've done that. Mm-hmm. We've worked many jobs to be able to continue doing what we love, what our passion is, and we will continue to do that. What has happened over time after putting in years and years of work is that people have gravitated to what we do, and the fact that now we have that monetary support, it just allows us to do much more. Now we're getting, kind of the best thing that an artist can get is like somebody who's willing to actually support your vision by purchasing a piece or commissioning a mural. That's what you dream about, because now you can actually make major change.
It's exciting times. This is we've worked so hard throughout the years, and now this is what we've dreamed of. So it's like we're ready, and I feel like this is what we were meant to do. So,
Gabriel and Isaac, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Gabriel and Isaac Fortool are the Fortool brothers. You can see some of their art on our website. Check it out at theshow.kjzz.org.